We all strive to become better. We all strive to be the perfect Jew. But what is the perfect Jew? Rav Asher Weiss asks this very question. And he says that the perfect Jew is the one who has the litvish mind, the chassidish heart, the honesty and the integrity of a Yeki, the innocence of a Hungarian Jew, the kavod haTorah of a Sfaradi, and the love of Eretz Yisrael, of the many Jews in Eretz Yisrael. It's so interesting, though, that each of these brings a different aspect of Avodat Hashem to the table. The Gemara on the end of Ta'anit says that Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asot Mechula Tzadikim, in the end of days, the Ribono Shel Olam is going to create a circle of all the Tzadikim, and he's going to stand in the middle, and they're all going to point to him. The locus of points, equidistant to a point, in mathematical terms, is a circle. That if you were to take a point and find the set of points that relate to it, all at the same distance, of the same distance away, that would be a circle. So all the tzaddikim are standing around the circle, around the dot in the middle, the Ribono Shel Olam, and they all point to the middle, each one from a different spot. Each one at it from a different angle than his fellow, but to the same distance to the middle of the circle. So that's what the Gemara says, and they're all going to point and say, this is Hashem, my God, and we've been waiting for His salvation. So it's so interesting that, well, whoever you are in the world, whether you be the most litvish, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Chatam Sofer, Chafetz Chaim, or the most chassidish of Leibel Eger and Bnei Saschar, say the same shot. They don't all say it the same way, but they say the same idea at the end of the day. They explain that the Gemara is saying that there are different derachim avodat Hashem. That everybody has his own way of reaching the Ribono Shel Olam from where he is. And what is my way may not be the same way for you. It could very well be that what I'm doing is the exact opposite of what the person on the other side of the circle should be doing, because he has to go in a different direction for me to reach the same location. At the end of the day, it's the same distance, though. And we have to recognize that. Each member of Klal Yisrael has his ofi miyuchad, his special nature, his special thing that he brings to the table in his avodat Hashem, and that's what he uses to draw himself closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. So it hurts when we hear the Sephardi jokes, the Ashkenazi jokes, the intra-Sephardi jokes like Moroccans and other, the Arak, the Persians and their carpeted Mercedes, whatever it may be, it hurts. The Rav used to say that the best unifiers of the Jews are our enemies. When it came to Paro and Mitzrayim, he didn't care if you were from Shimon or from Yehuda. You were a slave at the end of the day. And so too with Hitler. It didn't matter if you're a Hungarian or a Yeki. At the end of the day, you go to the same destination. For him, it doesn't matter. Or anathema regardless. Yitziat Mitzrayim, says the Rav, was something that we only merited through the Achdut of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't our Torah and Mitzvot. We were on the 49th level of Tum'ah. It was only the Achdut of Klal Yisrael that let us be freed. And that's why we begin the Seder with Halach Ma'anya, by inviting everyone to our Seder to join us. And without any barriers, we make sure to include every member of Klal Yisrael. Imagine how amazing it would be if we took this home and over the course of the four days of Yom Tov that are upcoming, the 8 meals at home. Imagine what it would be like if we were a little bit more outgoing and invited someone from the other side of the circle to our home for a meal and became a more perfect Jewish people.